Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, it's just, it's a way for you to help other people understand. Now, if you don't want to know, right, if you just want to be that screamer and hope people listen to you, that's not going to work. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, and again, be part of the solution. All right. I got so much I want to try to get through here. I don't know how much of it I will, but there's a lot I want to get through. And again, when you look at what's happening around you, you heard Kimberly say that she's not sure, frankly and honestly, that we're not gonna give in to what they want when it comes back around again, when COVID comes back around or a variant comes back around. Right? I mean, seriously. And now again, you're hearing about, what is it, another mandate, another variant? Now, Morris Brown College, a private institution in Atlanta, has announced that it will require students and employees to wear face masks on campus again. They've come to that decision a week after classes began. Now, the announcement was made on Sunday after a letter to the faculty, staff, students. They were citing reports of positive cases among students at the Atlanta University Center. That's why they've decided to do this. Now, Morris Brown's president, Kevin James, informed the news outlet on Monday that there have been no reports of COVID-19 cases on their campus. He said the measure is precautionary. Now, here's the thing. This is an institution of higher learning, is it not? Am I missing something? And I don't know if they read anything or even care if they read anything. But didn't we just hear from the CDC that the masks didn't work? Didn't we just hear from through several reports that the masks didn't work? Anyhow. The message went out to the college and said, effective immediately, Morris Brown College has reinstated its COVID-19 mask mandate due to reports of positive cases among students in the Atlanta University Center. Mask wearing, all students and employees required to wear a mask, period. Physical distances. Students must maintain physical distancing. Okay. Large gatherings. Institutions, right back to the way it was, right? Now, here's the beauty. At the very end, can you tell me how long it's going to last? Anybody? Yeah. 2 weeks. So they're going to take these measures, these precautionary measures, for the next 2 weeks. I think this is hilarious. The Gateway Pundit also reported that Rutgers University is going to do it as well. And that it'll disenroll students who refuse to comply. Right? Then you get Brownstone Institute. I mean, you look at these colleges that are coming up with this. I don't know what it does for them. Maybe the pharmaceutical company will give them one heck of an endowment, give them some money for doing all this. I don't know. But this is how, again, this is how much crazier it's getting. And if you guys fall for this a second time, you deserve every single thing you get. No question about it. You start complaining about what it costs you, what it did to you, how it's harmed you mentally, you deserve it. All of it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly, not half-heartedly, not kind of, sort of, be part of the solution. Because if you do that, when you get involved, you get engaged, we make differences. Big-time differences that are made. All right, what do we got? I love this guy. I'd love to be able to get him on the show one of these days. Alan Dershowitz. Great guy, seriously. I guess he's a professor emeritus at Harvard. And on Monday, he went out of his mind. I mean, the guy can usually control himself. He's an attorney. He's a well-respected, high-end attorney. He's a law professor. He's just going out of his mind over the reports that California and other states could be moving to disqualify former President Donald Trump from the 2024 ballot. He was on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast. He said, look, there was a column or what have you put out by Lawrence Tribe claiming the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment barring insurrectionists also applies to Trump. Well, first of all, he hasn't been found guilty of anything. Isn't it funny how the Dems are? Anything that a conservative does, you're guilty. Period. End of discussion. Not for them. We'll more on this on the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be right back.
Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Your host.
Well, the Eagles been flying slow.
Here, let's see if this Joe Messina show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time you guys are spending with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said, yeah, I mean, seriously, the mandates for masks and what have you coming back to schools, colleges, I should say. And, you know, if the person who runs the Los Angeles County Health Department, Dr. Farrar, if she decides to go along with this, you know, you've got a bunch of schools going to be back on it again. Right? Sure. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's a weird fact. Today, on this day in history, August 21st, 1959, Hawaii became the 50th state. Think about that. Probably go back and think, geez, maybe we shouldn't have done that. Anyhow, the Eisenhower gave a speech, as he probably would have. He said, we will wish her prosperity, security, happiness, growing closer relationships with all the other states, making us a stronger nation. Kind of cool. President Eisenhower signed a proclamation declaring Hawaii the 50th state on this day in history. All 49 states will join in welcoming the new one, Hawaii, to this union. He noted the truly historic nature of the time as Hawaii was the second state added to the United States within 1 year, Alaska being the other one. You know, I wonder how many of our young kids know that. And the interesting thing about this is, depending on who you listen to, this was not an easy task. Apparently the Hawaiian people didn't go that willingly. Hawaii statehood marked for the first time in 158 years that the makeup of the Congress consisted only of senators and members of Congress rather than delegates that had represented the Hawaii territory. Oh, and the Alaska territory, for that matter. Delegates are gone, and in their place we have senators and congressmen. The position of delegate would return to Congress in the 1970s. Now, as of 2023, the District of Columbia, American Samoa, U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, and the Northern Mariana Islands have a non-voting delegate in Congress. Now, Hawaiian statehood came about, in case you didn't know, as a result of the Hawaiian Admissions Act passed into law in March of 59. Section B of that law required that Hawaiians be given the opportunity to vote on whether they wish to join the United States as a state, as a state, and if they agreed with the rest of the provision of the Hawaiian Admissions Act. Now, Hawaii was defined in the bill as all the islands together with their reefs and territorial waters, including in the territory of Hawaii, on the date of enactment of this act, except for the atoll known as Palmer. Together with its reefs and territorial waters, but shall not be deemed to include the Midway Islands, Johnson Island, Sand Island, or Kingman Reef. Now, the thing I found really interesting about this, when you go look, you guys probably don't, but I did. Anyway, when you went and looked underwater at a cross-section of the Hawaiian Islands, it's really interesting. Really, they are, as you know, I know, I get excited easy with this stuff. It's just, it's the mountaintops, you know, underwater mountains. It's kind of cool to see them underwater and see how they jut up, and that's how the Hawaiian Islands came about. Anyway, in 1959, June of 59, Hawaiians voted overwhelmingly to admit the United States as a state. It's the highest electoral turnout in state history. Hawaii statehood came about more than half a century after the United States annexed the island chain in 1898. Even though I go so much further back from there. Roughly 1,500 years ago, these islands in Hawaii, the Polynesians arrived in Hawaii. In 1778, Captain James Cook landed on the island of Kauai. He became the first European there to reach any of those islands. Cook would be killed on the island of Hawaii 1 year later. In 1810, King Kamehameha of the United Hawaiian Islands, under his rule, the Kamehan Dynasty, would lead Hawaii from 1795 to 1874. Anyway, I mean, I could go through all of this. A lot of good information. You guys should look it up sometime. Seriously. Anyway, appreciate you indulging me for a minute or two there. But it's ironic with everything going on there. The reason they joined, for the protection of the United States. And look what happened to them. Look at how Joey B. just discarded them. He wouldn't have gone there unless he got real heat. And by the way, little investigation going on where he's at now. In, quote-unquote, renting that vacation spot that he's really not renting, right? I don't know if you heard about this today, but the an Austin police chief abruptly retired. Got staffing shortages, lack of police union contract, no city support. I mean, seriously. Couldn't take it. I don't blame him. Couldn't take it anymore. The city council, the mayor, fighting with them on a regular basis on what they should have, shouldn't have, how much money they're going to get, what their budget is. The chief, Joseph Chacon, announced his retirement with a heavy heart on Monday. He said the decision came with a lot of thought. Yeah, of course it did. It's like, you know, didn't these guys, true people that are in this job for the right reasons, they love what they do. Okay? They love it for all the right reasons. This is one of the hardest messages I've ever had to write, he said. A few months ago, I began seriously considering retirement. After looking at what was going on, he said, I now made my decision that the moment's right for me to hang it up on a 25-year career. He never thought it would be possible for him to become chief of police, so it was a great honor to do so. Anyway, that's coming days after Chief of Staff Robin Henderson, that'll be named the chief of police or acting chief of police. But the chief, in retiring, he said it became impossible to keep the police force moving forward. I want to talk a little bit about this more on the other side of the break. It's important for you to hear this because a lot of police departments going through exactly the same thing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News.
news update. American workers are demanding a record amount of money to take a new job. Liz Warner reports.
The New York Federal Reserve's latest survey of the minimum acceptable salary offer to switch jobs topped $78,000 during the second quarter of 2023. That's an increase of about 8% from last year, and it's the highest level on record. The survey also noted at least a $7,000 gap between the wage workers want and what was actually offered by employers. Liz Warner, New York.
The Pentagon's former top policy official says Elon Musk admitted to speaking directly with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That's according to a report from The New Yorker. The inference was that Musk was becoming nervous about Russia seeing Musk's Starlink satellites as a direct provocation, enabling the Ukrainian war effort. In a tweet in October, Musk denied reports he had a conversation with Putin. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Go to see your host. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right. I'm talking about the Austin City Council. I mean, the Austin Chief of Police, who just resigned on Monday. Actually, he retired. But it was an abrupt retiring. And after he went through and what have you, he laid out some of the reasons that he was having. The Austin City Council, they slashed the police department's budget by $150 million. I mean, while these people, they spend money like crazy, they give money to illegals, they give money to people who've never paid a nickel in taxes, in big numbers, and yet, for guys like you and me who have paid their taxes, who live here, who are citizens, who want the help, we get bupkis. State law passed the following year forced the city to restore lost funding to APD, but by then officers were departing. They left the force. They went to other cities, other states. The city also paused the police cadet program. So think about that. They stopped all these programs for the police department. I'm sure they didn't stop any of their pet programs at all. And then when they can't get back into gear again, when they try to make it work again, now they got to restart things that were no longer, you know, ongoing. Thomas Villarreal, president of the Austin Police Association, he spoke. He blamed the Austin City Council for neglecting local law enforcement, alleging that the council's missteps created a larger problem. He said, "We just continue to have a city council that doesn't show its police officers that it cares at all." He explained that in December of 2017, the council voted down a police contract for the first time in history. Now, when the union tried to get the contract back in place the following year, city officials decided they were going to reimagine police oversight. During the summer of 2020, riots followed the death of George Floyd. during which APD officers fired beanbags, rubber bullets, and tear gas during a protest that's just totally spiraled out of control. As a result, there were 19 officers who were indicted on charges. I mean, again, you want to punish the bad guys? If they were truly bad, go for it. You don't punish the community as a whole. You don't punish the whole police force. That's just wrong. The indictments were brought on Travis County District Attorney Joe Garza and George Soros, backhanded and accused of running on a platform in favor of prosecuting police. Sick, isn't it? Come on, you know it's sick. Since the funding, Austin has seen crime increase, and this year residents are waiting longer for police to come to their aid. You know, again, I'm just going to say it. I'm not trying to be mean. But I mean, seriously, if you're going to keep voting these people in, why should I care? In all sincerity, why should I care? Same thing in Chicago. Why should I care? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. While I was talking, which I never stopped doing, obviously, I told you, the people listening to the show are geniuses. They make me look really good. Somebody sent me a list under Joe Biden and Donald Trump what the differences were. And when you look at the numbers, you've only got one conclusion. Now, we already know, but you still only have one conclusion. Biden lies, and Trump's numbers tell the truth. And they're not Trump's numbers from a standpoint that Donald Trump came up with them. They're real. So we'll start with Trump and then shoot off to Biden. But basically, under Trump, 4.9 million jobs were actually created. Now, I say created, but I hate using that word. In other words, under Trump, he killed regulation. Right, he got the EPA and other organizations out of the way so that you could create jobs by starting new companies. So Trump created almost 5 million, or got out of the way to create 5 million new jobs. Joe Biden, he claims he created 2.1 million jobs, but in reality, all he did, or all those jobs were jobs that were coming back that had been, you know, nixed during the pandemic. Almost 500,000 manufacturing jobs were created under Donald Trump. About 200,000 came back under Joe Biden. This is truth. These are real words. Real facts. Mortgage rate under Donald Trump, 2.65 when he left. 2.65. Joe Biden, latest, 7.5. Yeah, everything's heading in the right direction, isn't it? Right? The CPI under under Trump, 6%. Under Joe Biden, 17% in the first 30 months. Let that sink in. 1.9% CPI growth under Biden, 7.4% growth. Increase in food prices, percent-wise. God. You know, some of you know, Tammy's been taking care of her mom. That's why you don't see her on the show all the time. And I started doing some of the shopping, going to the store to do the shopping. And let me tell you what, because I hadn't done it in so long, you know, I'm watching the prices. I'm looking at what I'm carrying out for how much money. And I will tell you now, there is a marked difference in this. So under Donald Trump, food prices have increased by 2%. Under Joe Biden, you're looking at 20-plus percent. Come on. Seriously. And gas, can't even, like I said, today, almost $6 a gallon in some of the places. Most of the time hangs in about 5.5. When Trump left office, the average gas price was $2.39. $2. And we were energy efficient. We were pumping our own oil. We were refining our own oil. That's why the Middle East was getting in line. They didn't want this aggravation. And under Biden, $4 so far. I mean, come on. Seriously. And then what I love, they didn't do this for Obama. What I love is how they're putting up these memes now of Trump going, oh, what a disastrous term. By the end of his term, he added $7.8 trillion to the debt. Really? What did Obama add? No, really, seriously. They tried to say that he severely damaged our international reputation. Joey B. has damaged our internet. Look, they don't even call us anymore. They don't even want us part of their negotiating. They said Trump wants us out of NATO. Yes, he wants them to pay. Look, NATO was put together to protect Europe, not to protect America. And NATO wasn't even footing the bill. We were footing the bill to help them. No, he wanted us out of NATO unless the other countries picked up the tab or pick up their fair share of the tab, as he used to love to put it, and NATO got stronger. I'm sorry, what's wrong with that? What's missing? Right? Oh, he wanted Putin back in the G7. Well, of course he did. Ever heard keep your friends closer and your enemies closer? He'd have to be responsible to those people. Oh, this person's great. And Trump divided the country. Anybody listening? Hello? You for real? Trump lost 2.9 million jobs. Right. Trump did. Not COVID. Trump did. Got it. And then somehow, Trump killed more Americans than Hitler. Right. Can we have some stats to back that up? Where did you get that number? You know, they put this stuff out. It's amazing. Well, it's amazing to me. This is why you have to ask questions. You have to know the numbers ahead of time. At least have a clue. Show me your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Jumps in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Listen, I just appreciate the time you spend with me. Seriously. You know, I mean, when you're sending me emails, when you're, you know, sending me text messages, some of you have my phone number, when you're sending me text messages. I do just I appreciate some of the messages. Now, look, even if we don't agree, believe it or not, I still want to hear from you. I don't care. I'd rather converse with you. Maybe you could change my mind or I could change yours. I don't know. Or maybe we just walk away agreeing to disagree, as they always say. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Let me see. No, I got a whole bunch of stuff I want to get to. I know I'm not going to get to it, but here's a story about a Texas teen. She was She was told girls of color couldn't do well when she graduated from college at 14. She graduated from high school at 12. She's one of the youngest people to ever intern at NASA. She's the youngest black person to get accepted to medical school. And she's just a few months away from graduating. Now, the part about this that is really irritating, and nobody talks about it much, and being in the position I'm in, I hear about it, I won't say all the time, but frequently enough. And whether it's girls of color or just girls, it's interesting how many female teachers will tell girls certain things that just aren't true. The most common one is girls aren't good at math, girls aren't good at science. I'm not just saying that, I've heard that. Right? I've always tried to prove that girls of color, the writer says, they can do whatever they put their minds to. And this girl is in love with science from day one. Jumped in, got involved, studied. This is why I love when they say they kill AP classes because they're not equitable. Because certain communities, and they're always talking about the black community when they do this, certain communities don't have the same resources. So this one girl had resources. This one black female had resources. Give me a break. She said she was able to go to JPL, really see what they're working on, really see what they do. Alina initially wanted to be an engineer, but after taking an engineering class, she realized, well, it really wasn't for her. Not that she didn't like it or couldn't do it. She had been admitted to the University of Alabama, but she's more interested in research, she said. She plans to apply elsewhere to pursue a doctorate in study viral immunology with a focus on infectious diseases. She's a very smart young lady. Nobody, male, female, black, white, green, red, purple, blue, nobody should be discouraged from moving forward or pursuing these things, right? Because of their gender or because of their color. If you've got a knack for it, if it's something you really love and you're willing to study and you're willing to work hard, well, then that's a whole different animal, isn't it? You can win. You can succeed. I'm tired of this other garbage. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Yeah, I am. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously. Anyway. You know, Biden claims so much that isn't true with the Ukrainian scandal. Because just weeks before, then Vice President Joe Biden took the opposite action in late 2015. A task force of the State Treasury and the Justice Department officials declared that the Ukraine had made the adequate progress on anti-corruption reforms and deserved a new $1 billion U.S. loan guarantee. These are memos that have been dug up from back then. And Democrats have sustained since 2019, Ukraine has made sufficient progress, so therefore we need to keep helping it. Right? If you summarize the recommendation of the policy, a task force created the advice of the Obama White House on whether Ukraine was cleaning up its act, no longer corrupt, and deserved more aid, he said, yes, they do. So if they were corrupt, and they were helping out Joe Biden, and they were helping out Obama, seriously, what do you think? But interestingly enough, at the same time, Shokin's office was conducting an increasingly aggressive corruption investigation into Burisma. So the deal, just put it together, you decide what you decide. DOJ, they say, hey, Ukraine cleaned up this act, it's working hard to kill, to squelch down corruption. I think we should give them, you know, favorite status, in essence. Okay, no problem. Looks good. Right? And then Burisma Holdings is about ready to go out of business, ready to go under. A corrupt organization, a corrupt company. All of a sudden, the prosecutor for the country is going after Burisma. They decide, hey, you know what, Hunter Biden, he may be a good asset. He may be good for our board. Because he knows so much about energy. You know, I mean, if you're taking a lot of speed, you know about energy. You know what I'm saying? At the time the threat was made in December 2005, Sukar's office was conducting an increasingly aggressive corruption. You know what threat I'm talking about. You either fire the attorney looking into this, or you don't get your money. Right? And at that time, Hunter was putting millions of dollars into Daddy's account. Millions! I can give you the whole breakdown. I don't want to. You guys know where it's going. He's been involved in Ukraine. He's been involved in Burisma. He's been involved in getting money from before. And I mean before he was a VP. Right, he's been involved in a lot of that backhanded deep state crap since he was a senator. Again, you can prove it. Right? It's just amazing. When they get in the office, all of a sudden they become dictatorial. A lot of them think that they have more power than they actually have. The people don't really know what they're doing, even though they voted you in. You know what's better for them than they do. It's just amazing. Now, a Georgia State Senator, he's calling for an emergency session to review the actions of Fannie Willis. He said, America's under attack. I'm not going to sit back and watch the radical left prosecute political targets, Trump. But it's not just Trump. It's so many more. Anyway, they went through. This is we, the undersigned, being duly elected members of the Georgia House of Representatives and the Georgia Senate, and comprising three-fifths of each respective house. Pursuant to Article 4, Section 2, Paragraph blah, 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 7, hereby certify to you in writing with a copy of the Secretary of State that in our opinion the emergency exists in the affairs of the state requiring a special session to be convened. Now, under that section, for all purposes to include without limitation a review and response to the actions of Fannie Willis. I hope to remove her. Because what she's doing, she's not doing this. Look. Tell me what other Supreme or grand jury has been convened a day earlier than they were supposed to. That witnesses were drug in a day earlier than they were supposed to. Have it go to 11 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock, whatever. The county was all ready to go and publish what they already knew was going to come down. And then have the AG the next day basically get ready to issue arrest warrants for them if they didn't show up within a week. Does that sound like the normal AG in a state would do, especially on someone like Trump? And now she wants $200,000 to keep him from running away. I would love to go down the list to see how much she's collected in bail from people who have shot other people. Referring to Republican Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, Moore said, tell Brian Kemp and his team to turn off CNN and open their eyes. He said, I've done 25 TV, radio, and podcast interviews with one identical message. I need three-fifths of my colleagues to sign the letter, Moore said. People of Georgia want action, not more empty promises from fluff politicians. God, he's so right. He's right on. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week. Tomorrow night. Don't go far. Joe Mazzini, God bless.